Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. Very excited about having our good friend Liz Franklin back on the show. Liz is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. I don't know what we'd do without her. She's the lady who's been helping us over the years do an awful lot to get organized for profitability. Her book is called How to Get Organized Without Resorting to Arson. That's always good for the profitability, is not to burn the place down. And she's our good friend Liz Franklin. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Great to be back with you.
It's good to have you back, as always. Liz, you're working a lot lately on this idea of helping people grow their business in smart ways to grow it, to increase their revenue, increase their profitability. And in fact, you've got a new I know you've got a new resource that you're going to be launching real soon, if not already. Talk to us about what you've been thinking about.
Well, yeah, we launched it in just the last couple months, and it's an e-newsletter called How to Get Bigger Bucks in Your Biz Without Resorting to Robbery.
All right.
And the way I came up with this was that I have helped people double and triple their incomes in their businesses for 32 years, and I wrote down most of the things that worked, and then I compiled them into a big manuscript, and I'm releasing that as an e-newsletter so nobody has to sit down and read the whole book all at one time.
So these are things
that have worked in the real world.
Right. Well, what we like, because that's our bills come in the real world, don't they?
Boy, is that true.
our dreams may not be in the real world, but our bills come in the real world.
That's right.
And so one of the things you talk about is that most of the things that we can use to generate multiple streams of revenue begin with an R. And so I had this idea that we would talk like sailors today. I mean, like pilots, talk like pilots, you know, like pirates, you know. So R, we do the R's. So what's an example of, and I was telling the audience that, and I agree with you, in your business, you need to find ways to have multiple streams of business, I mean of revenue. And, you know, you need some daily revenue, you need some weekly revenue, some monthly revenue. You need something that comes in once a year. It's a nice little windfall. You need multiple things like that, don't you?
That's right. And I like the way you're doing it with a time consideration. I look at it as you need a paycheck and you need some project fees. So the paycheck is your regular bread and butter money. You need project fees so you get that income boost once in a while. And you can do all kinds of things to get that in. So the basic concept here is passive income versus active income.
Hmm.
Active income is where you're getting your paycheck. If you don't show up, you don't get paid.
Right.
Passive income is different. It's where you do the work once, but the money keeps coming in. For example, you write a book.
Right. Or a song.
Write a song. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly right. Again, you're always on the spot, Jim. So on the money. So what I have developed here is ways that I've helped my customers set up passive income, and I've got 8 of them for you, and let's run through them, and
all
then
right.
I know we've got a break in there.
Yeah, go ahead.
Let's start with royalties. All right, royalties, the first one. Royalties are money that's paid repeatedly when one of your works is sold. So you could be an inventor who has a patent.
Mm-hmm.
Again, you could be an author with a book. You could be an actor who's paid for each time the work is performed publicly. So that's a royalty.
Mm-hmm.
And another example that's real basic is land lease rights or mineral rights or natural gas rights when they're extracted from a site that you own. So royalties, it's there, it's done, you get paid.
Or use of an idea or anything that you create, intellectual property that you create that you don't use but you let somebody else use it. And they didn't invent it, but they're the ones who have the ability to leverage it in the marketplace, and they give you a little piece of the action.
That's one way to do it. That's a more of a commission basis. The royalty you can use yourself. So when I write a book and publish it myself, I might sell it through Amazon or Barnes & Noble. They get a piece of it. I get a piece of it, but that book is done.
Mm-hmm.
Once it's done, it's done. Now I have to keep marketing it, and I have to keep printing it. or I can create it as an ebook.
Right.
But the book itself is done. So that's
what's
the
difference between royalty and residual?
Residual is more of a performance. So it's if I have performed an act and that performance is used over and over, then that's a residual. Excuse me. So an example would be somebody is an actor or actress on a TV series, and they're no longer performing that show. They've done, I don't know, a year or two years of the show or one season of the show, but that thing reruns and reruns. So I Love Lucy is paying residuals to her estate long after she's gone.
Right. And now, another thing is, and I want to move over to retainer. Talk to us about retainer. Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're going to skip retirement because everybody
knows
what that is. Okay.
Just for now.
Okay. Retainer is a money that's paid in advance. So, for example, if you go to an attorney and that attorney's going to take on a case for you, you might put up $5,000, $20,000, $100,000 up front or less, and that's money that guarantees that that attorney's going to be working on that case for you. So, yes, they're going to bill you, but they're going to take it out of the money that you've paid in advance.
Mm-hmm.
So, as you are a consultant, Jim, you can be paid a retainer.
Absolutely.
And that guarantees that you're working on the project. And I've done that in package prices. I want to talk about package prices. So
I did.
People who were listening.
In my consulting business, mm-hmm. I had retainer relationships with my clients. And what it did, the reason that I was able to sell it and that they liked it was I told them the main thing that it did is it secured my services for them as a main customer, and uh-huh. and it gave them exclusivity to me.
That's right. I've got a gal now.
They
I'm
like
helping
that.
Her settle her. Right. I've got a gal now. I'm helping her settle her mother's estate, and so she can call me in the middle of the day. She can send me an email and say, "Can you come in early? Can you meet me someplace?
Right.
Can I take you to lunch?" And she's on tap. She's one of my number one people right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that availability. Yeah. My clients did a monthly retainer with me, and it was typically something less than I was going to bill them for in a month anyway. But I knew that it was regular income every month, and it made a difference.
Yeah.
And it improved our relationship.
Yeah, so it discounts for them paying you in advance. And they are retaining your
mm-hmm.
services. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. Liz, give us your website, please. Tell us how we can find the new email.
All right. It is MsLizOnBiz.com. That's MizLizOnBiz, MsLizOnBiz.com. And you want to click on Bigger Bucks.
Bigger Bucks, the link right there. Is it free?
There's a free sample.
Oh, that's what we... All right, get the sample. Then you see if you like it. And you can take the next step. 20 after, right back with Liz Franklin. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.